Okay, the first thing I'm going to do is show you that God has a sense of humor, in case you weren't sure. This morning when I came, I took over the shiur for today. I was not sure, maybe I should give a Hanukkah shiur today, and maybe not. So I decided we'll learn what we always learn. So I started Sifches again, we started last week. And it starts with Eze Hizayna, Kol She'ena Bas Yisrael. The first thing it says is who's a Zayna. The whole parak is about who's a Zayna, that's Asatul Chayim. And it starts with Kol She'ena Bas Yisrael. Anybody who's not Jewish. Now what does it mean it's not Jewish? What? So there's Machaikas here, the Chalkas Machaikak and the Beishmur. The Chalkas Machaikak says, the bottom line, three lines of the Chalkas Machaika on the right side. Hainu Sefer the cause of Chen Hagiyiris Amishuchreris. He says it means he wants it to be somebody who could have children and make the child a cholol, I guess. So he's saying Kol Sheina Bas Yisrael means she's not born to a Jew, she's a Giyiris. But that's shver because it says Giyiris later in the Sif. So he says, Loyadati, Laizatam, Kafal Devarav. Why is it twice? Okay, so Chagz Mechaikik says, Kol She'ena Bas Yisrael means she's a Giyiris, and the Kayin's not allowed to marry a Giyiris, but it says it twice, I don't know why. So the Beis Shmuel comes along, and the Beis Shmuel is Ois Tezvav, which is the second wide line. Second wide line, Ezi Zayna, Kasha Vesol, Le Rambam, Akum Shaloi Zinsa, He Zayna. The Rambam holds that any guy, even if she was never Mizana, she's a Zayna, Velaikin Lahakayain, Haba Olam and Hatayra. And even though if Yisrael is Mizana with a guy, there's no Malkus, but if a Kayin is Mizana with a guyish woman, the Rambam Sheet is, she gets Malkus Min Hatayra. What? Not Magaya. She wasn't Magaya. She's a guy.
It's just a definition.
Still a guy.
This is just a definition. That's given.
Every guy is defined as a Zayna, yeah, according to the Rambam. And Lefizeh, Ayri Kan, Imi Kutis. Here in Shulchan Aruch, it means she's a guy. Not like the Beish, not like Chakas Mechaika. It says, Zayna, any guy is a woman. If a Kain is Mazana with a guy is a woman, he's over and it's a Zayna. But like Iri Begayiris, we're not even talking about Geiris. But like Yechalkas Mechaikak, Shik Shalom HaKafal Devarav. Not like Yechalkas Mechaikak, who said it's talking about a Geir, and then he asked, why does it say it twice? Doksiv Achazel Chene Geiris. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that a Kain who's Mazana with a Geiris is Ivar and Allah, gets Malkus. Taisus argues, a Taisus Lo Shar Baiskim, Dafka Bezinsa. Liken. A Geisha woman who was not Mizana is not a Zayna. Dafka Bezinsa, a Geisha woman who was a Mizana, Liken HaKayin HaBa'alea. Then you get Malkus. B'Geiris HaKashalai Zinsa, which we'll see later. So I have here a Machlaikis, the Rambam and Taisus. The Rambam says, any Geisha woman has a Zayna min HaTaira, and you get Malkus.
Syrians take that on.
And nothing to do with Syrians. So even Ashkenazim don't marry Goyim. We're not talking Giyiris now. We're talking still a guy. So we're telling you he's still a guy. So the Rambam sheet is he get Malkus, and Taisus argues. So I looked up to Taisus. So Taisus is actually in at least three places in Shas, like Suvus Daf Chav Tes, and Yevamis Samech Aleph, and Avodah Zarah Lamed Zayin. It's all Gabayit. It's all Gabayit on the following Gemara. Gemara says, get this. Avaydizar Lam of Avam in the days. Beznish Achashminoim Gazru Yisrael Havala Vikichav Chayim Mishum Nashgaz. They made a Gezeira that if somebody is Ba Alagai, he has a din of Nashgaz. Nun is like Yabayla Nida, even though she's a guy, there's no real Thomas Nida. Shin is this, is Yabayla Shifcha. So it's like, it's like being Bayel Shifcha. And Gimel is, I think, the regular Isser Avi Kechavim. And Zayin is Zayna. that the Rabbanim, the Chashmonah, made a gzeira, Nashgaz, that if a man is bayol gaisha woman, it's kilu is bayol nida shevcha gayin zayin. So Tosfos says, you see that it's not a zayinim and a taira. If this gaisha woman would be a zayinim and a taira, what does it mean the Chashmonah or gais and Nashgaz? It's a deraisa. So Tosfos says, it's not true that you get malchus. What floored me is that I'm looking and it says Bezen Shel Chashmonah, and here we're looking at Chadaka. How many Gemaras are there about Bezen Shel Chashmonah? Is there any other Gemara? Friar, is there another Gemara?
They made it Gzeira
on everybody. Kayin's us in the Zayda, but they made that she has a Dinido also. I'll tell you. So it's just like, it was the first thing I looked at this morning, about 5:30 here in Shul, and I'm looking at it, and Bezel Shel Chashmonah, I couldn't believe it, you know, like, nice. I don't know, does God have a sense of humor? Does he have a sense of humor? What? The Gemara is here in Avodah Zarah. I actually looked it up in Yevamis first. Yevamis said from here. So I looked it up here, and there's the same Tysus here. It's by one of the Bali Tysus, Rabbeinu Moshe mi Pushtush. What? Lami Vavam Beis. You think I'm making it up? See By, oh, so I want to tell you an interesting thing. By God, there's no din nida min atayra, there's no tumas nida. So they made a takana like a bayil.
They did it because
people were mixing with the guy.
They said by katana.
What?
They were katana. They were given a katana, no? By God.
I mean, she's not yet a nida.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you could have such a case. I think Taisa says that there's no tumas nida. Gozem shem nidid rabbanon. Afgad des chavim ein dama metama min atayra. Harikim behema. Chavim gozer olay mishem shivcha. Mishem es chavim kilu neschatim bader.
As they
needed
from
day one.
Yeah, for even katana.
They need like a needed from day one. Well, Tosfos actually, I don't know, Rashi says, gozer olay mishem nida de rabbanon. Afgad des chavim ein dama metama. I said, I don't know if you used Afgad when hadam and that.
The Chalkas Mafukak that's quoting the Rambam, the guys is
on. Is it?
What about under 3 years old? Under 3 years old, she would be considered.
A guy is a guy. What's a guy is a guy, no matter what.
But the B is not a B.
Oh, the B is not a B. Okay, the 3 years. That's true. Right. I have to tell you a 21st century Shaila. This is a real life Shaila. A woman called. She's married to a guy. And they have children. She knows her children are Jewish. And she's starting to be chayza b'tshuva. But she wants to stay with her husband. She loves her husband. She has children at home. He's a nice guy. So here you have. So she asked me a shayla whether she's supposed to go to the mikveh before she's with her husband. Husband's willing. The house could be kosher. Doesn't bother. Nothing. She wants to know if she's supposed to go to the mikveh. Huh? Yeah, this.
What
you don't find the shy ones, you shy them. You know, like. What? See, a single girl definitely, because if she's being developed to a Jew, because by a Jew is in a sakaris, so you take out the shy by a single girl. But by a guy, what's it by a guy? It's you know, it's a question of a guy's be has.
Is he in kollel at least?
Is he in kollel? Not at all. Tell the truth. It's, a number of years ago, Rabbi Herschel Shech, not Herschel Shech, the official Shech, they used to, was a Rebbe by us. So one day he comes down to me all shaken up. He says, I have to ask you something. There's a fellow, he gives the Dial Adaf, the English Dial Adaf. Yeah. I don't know, every Masechta, but most Masechtas. So he says, I have a guy in Pennsylvania. He calls me all the time, and we have a relationship over the phone for a number of years, and he listens to the Daf, and he asks me questions. And he called me, he's coming to Brooklyn, and he's coming to visit me. And then he tells him, you should know, I'm married to a Gaisha woman. I just can't let go of her. And I don't know what to do. He said, we have two kitchens. We have a kosher kitchen and a trefer kitchen in the house. Because she wants to eat treif, and I want to eat kosher. Whatever she cooks is bishalakum. It's hard to be married to such a lady. But a strange world. I looked around a little about whether there's a din nida. It's interesting, they bring from Esther. By Esther, with Achashverosh, it says she has shilas on psamim. She has shilas. I don't know. I don't know why it's such a strong raya, because if she was nivlat to Mordechai also, it wouldn't be a raya. But bottom line, I don't know. If you're nissen nida to a woman who's living with a geish man. Anyway, this is all, I don't want to say it's academic, because unfortunately it's Lamaisa, but okay, it's the, at least for the time being, it's an exception to the rule. What? I'm not sure. She certainly could. Now there is a nafkamina and practical halacha from this. This machlokes is the Rambam in Taisus. Again, the Rambam holds that every Goyish woman is an Erva min HaTorah, is a Zayna min HaTorah, and Taisus disagrees. Taisus says the Chashmara made Xayra, Vaisais min HaTorah, there's no din Zayn. And Ibn Smaishi has a tshuva about the Isra of Koel Isha, if it applies to a Goyish woman. The din Koel Isha applies to a Goyish woman or not. And he brings a Magen Avraham, that's done. I have a Yisra Mishnah Berurah in a minute. And he says it's totally in this machlokes. If a Goyish woman has a din, she's not an Erva, but she's a Zayin, if she has a din Isabia min HaTorah to a man, so then the Erva should be also to a man to listen to also. And if not, then the question is if it's not maybe the hearer, it's just the radio. And whether there's an Isser or not.
It's a Tokoyan, not a regular Zohar.
Well, I don't know. She's a Zayna, so only a Kayan is most of marrying a Zayna. But she has it in Zayna, I guess. Esther Zayna would apply, probably.
What did the Rav counsel about going to the mikveh?
I wasn't sure. I looked around, I found a few tshuvas that are.
Esther Zayna is for a professional
going there, no? We'll see if that's true in a minute. I want to get to it. Okay, we'll see today. I just want to tell you, the Mishnah Berurah, this is a machaber people don't know. In Siman Ayin Hay, in Sif Gimel, in Arachayim, it says, Leishi Zara Mishmias Koyol Zemer Isha B'Shas Kriya Shema, Afilu B'Ishtai. Now, that means that when a person is saying Kriya Shema or any Divrei Torah, he's not allowed to certainly face an erva, but even kol zemer isha, even a woman singing. When women sing along with the men, it's family, and the women sing along with the men, so the men have to be careful not to say out to Shem Hashem, because he's saying you're not supposed to say to Shem Hashem facing an erva, so you can sing, You can say Kale or Bar of Kale Elyon, but you don't say the Aleph, the name of Hashem, because that's also the Kriya. Yeshizar, Mishmias Kol Zemer, Bishas Kriya Shema. Bishas Kriya Shema is Lavdavka, Bishas Kriya Shema. It's any Pesukim or any, or the Shem Hashem. Facing her as if she, the Erva is if she's not dressed properly. And the coil is an erva, nothing to the way she's dressed, just with the live coil. The Chafetz Chaim in Geder Olam talks about whether women have to cover their hair, whether they're home alone with the husband's not also, whether they have to cover their hair. So he's mazir that if she doesn't cover her hair, he's going to turn a lot of the husband's brachas into bracha levatala. Because if a woman doesn't cover her hair, then a person's not supposed to face the hair at the time he makes a bracha around the house. So if a man is in a situation, he has to be aware of it. He has to be cognizant of it. We had for many years a grusha on the block who used to eat by us Shabbos. She's married and divorced, and she doesn't cover her hair. It's not the right thing to do, but l'maisa she doesn't cover her hair. So she comes to our house, and I don't give a musr, but I told all my boys that when they bench, they have to not face her, because he can't say bracha's face. And when I make kiddush, I always turn to the side. But she probably thinks I always do that. I put the kais on the side, and I turn to the kais so I can make kiddush. But But a person just has to be aware of it. Like I said, it's a machaber. It's not a chumra of an achron. It's a machaber that saying psukim keneged the koil is an issue. Now, what about the koil of a goyisha woman? So, Mishnah Brura, Lamaisi, he says, koil zemer penuya nachris, he gamke b'chal erva, v'asl shmaya ben kayim ben Yisrael.
We're talking about even on the radio.
We're talking, there's no shayla of here. Here would be our say. Mishnah Brura goes through that. Mishnah says, when there's Indian of Shash here, there's nothing to talk about. But otherwise, he says, Mishnah Brura says, Pnuya shaloi bishas kriyesh vashari. A single woman who's not a Nida, you're allowed to listen to her voice. Actually, chabim lehenes mizeh shaloi everyday here. If it's not a hearer issue, it's mutter. Vizemer eshes ish, chay chala rayas, layla basal shmaya. And now a girl's kula becheskas nida is hence she gil is man vest. So when she's old enough, I think usually 11 or 12, they start getting a period. But younger than that, a 10-year-old who's obviously single. So there's no issa for a man to hear her sing. It says kol zemip nuya nachri so gam kei b'chal erva. So by a nachris, it is nerva vassal ishmaya, and it's also. He says, "What about bishas hatchak?" What? So Moshe says it's totally this Rambam and Tosfos. If a goyisha woman is aser min atayra to a kohen, then she has it in zayna, then she's aser. Tosfos says not. It's only takaras chashmelo, and then it's different. Mishnah Berurah says, "Who bederech bein ha'akum." It'd be ir v'anus. It was in a place where you can't help it. Sometimes people go to a business meeting in a restaurant, and there's a geisha woman singing. So what's he supposed to do? He says in that case, kivin la'mitzid mikri every day raisa muta likrois levarech. Says they can make a bracha in such a case. You should try to pay attention. Alright. What? That's Ayin Hay or on Sif Gimel. Mishmuruz Yud Zayin. Okay. So, Moshe the Tshuva writes that it's Tali Zebizeh in this, and because Moshe is Nebenezer Dalit, Simintes Vav Ois Beis. That this is based on the Rambam. So, okay. Okay, so those are the first few words of the Sif. Now we go on. Who else is considered a Zayna? Oi, Bas Yisrael Shnevelas LaAdam, She Asura Linase Loi Isser Hashava LaKol. That she's not allowed to marry him. Isser Hashava LaKol, I don't know why the Machabe says it. Who does it exclude? An Amon HaLakayin Gadol. We don't have too many Amon HaLakayin Gadols today, so I don't know why. A grusha kain head yet, but a grusha is also to a kain anyway. Besides, in other words, a grusha once married a kain head yet is now the halala. But she can't marry another kain even before she was nibbala to the first kain head yet. So it's a little funny. At any rate, Isra Shavalakal, Aisha nibbala l'chalal, or she was nibbala to a kuhuna. Apishu b'terasli na'aselai. You know, she's allowed to marry. Yisraelis is allowed to marry. Anybody's allowed to marry a chalal. Still, you become ois kuna. Therefore, there are three exceptions. Lefikach, number one, hander bas lebehema, somebody who's has intimacy with an animal. Afal pishi beskila, even though the person's chayav misa for it. Loi nasa zayna. That's not considered to be a zayna. The Gemara is mitre from the pasuk says ish. What does it say? Eishes ish. The Lashon HaKrah is, it says over there that that the Isser is when somebody is nibbala to a person. So it's Afuki Behema. That's exception number one. Session number two, exception of Dua Bala Dida, Api Shibakaris. even though it's an isekaris, some of the old prints had nasis zayna. It's a printing mistake. Should say loy nasis, ein nasis zayna. V'loy nifsa lo lekuhuna. Second exception is a married to a nida. Harin esur li nasila. You're allowed to marry a nida. The third exception, chayin abal apnuya, afilo haisa kedesha. It's a chiddush. Even though she's a prostitute, she was a prostitute. Shefkira atzma, shiva malchus. This loy kedesha. Loy nasis zayna, v'loy nifsala makuna, shayin esur li nasi. Means a lot to marry somebody who is or was a prostitute. So those are the three exceptions. Again, three exceptions are behema, and Nida and Penuya. There's no Zaina. Avon, Belsla, Echad, Me, Subi, Lavim, Ashavim, Bekol, even in Isalab, Enim, Cheses, Bekayinim, or Isarase, Itzach, Lai, Melamisha, Asura, Lai, Misha, Merva, Elukuti, Vevet, Hayobi, Asura, Nasila, Harizu, Zaina. Before you turn the page, this is the first part of the Sif. The first part of the Sif says, any Isser, Deraisa, anybody that you're not allowed to marry, so that's included. Now, it bothered me when I was learning this, that what are you talking about? It is a esnan zayna. What's an esnan zayna? It's like what Yehuda said to Tamar, right? There was payment for znus. So there, esnan zayna, though I understood, is any prostitute is called a zayna. So why here is kedesha not included? He's saying, even though she was a kedesha, really four exceptions, behema, Nida, Pnuya, and now a Kadesha, somebody who's involved in prostitution doesn't become also. So this issue it disturbed me. If the Torah says Zayna, Isha Zayna v'chalal yikachu, so Pashas should include whoever's included in the Pasha of Esnan Zayna should all be included. So I looked in the Mishnah Berurah. Where does the Mishnah Berurah being the dinim of Zayna? Of Esnan Zayna, he brings it. In Shulchan Aruch brings what's Esnan Zayna? It's somebody that's paid for znus. Esnan Zayna is not allowed to be a carbon. The Ramah brings in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel that for Esnan Zayna you're not allowed to give money, give something to Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. It's a Migdash Mahat. And just like Esnan Zayna is also in the Beis HaMikdash, the Ramah says, also la'asais may Esnan Zayna and Mechir Kelev, Dover Shal Mitzvah, Kagoy Beis HaKnesses, I Sefer Torah. Okay, not a common Shiloh. Usually the woman's coming to donate something, she doesn't tell us where she got it from exactly. But anyway, there is a Esnan Zayna in a Beis HaKnesses. Oh, so here I have an opportunity to look up what's included in Esnan Zayna. So the Mishnah Berurah Taka says, when he touches it, it's interesting. Mishnah Berurah says Esnan Zayna is only if the money is given before the znus. If it's given after the znus, it doesn't have a din of Esnan Zayna. What? I don't know. It must be in the parasha of Esnan Zayna. The sugya, I think it's the sugya Yevamos. But Isna de Esna Chawa Koma Shiitala Afil Pasaki Motle Echad Vischara Vinoisila Harbe Kula Vasurim Vidin Esna Udak Shadosala Esna Vakaf Bala Bala Vakaf Nasala Esna Jisneima Mutu Kibish Mishas Bia La Yaya Koni La Zeho Esna. Okay. So I'll put it, that's the Esna Zen. What's included? Interesting. Mishnah Berurah says, Haidu Chayve Krisus. Esnan Zayna is not every prostitute. It's only Chayve Krisus, V'yeshayim Rimuadin Chayve Lavin. V'zayna Nochris, L'kuliyam Esnan Aser. V'zayna Nochris is certainly Aser, Gemara. Okay. So it's fascinating that the Taki is no din Esnan Zayna on a prostitute who's not. Who's not involved in Isurik Krisis or Isurik Lamin?
Jewish customers.
It has to be Jewish customers and Jewish non-Isur customers. It's rare that the man is Isur Karasin Salah.
If you pay the zona early, you're missing out on a mitzvah.
Right. You have a Tite Skarai?
Yeah, like a Tite Skarai. Very interesting.
Very simple. Is there a mitzvah B'yamit Tzitzkarai on Eston Zayna? So how did Yehuda wait so long? Maybe he didn't. You saw the mitzvah to pay. It could be it was the same day. The same was the day later.
No, he sent it a long time. He sent it back
to okay, at any rate, so this is included in Eston Zayna. Now, before we turn the page, there are two issues of somewhat controversial. Three, maybe. First, let's get the easy ones. Shmuel Yud Zayin. Tes Zayin is more important, but Yud Zayin is more fun. Yud Zayin. Shmuel, it's three lines at the bottom. All on the first page you have in front of you. Yehanebas lebehema, chenan nebelas leruach eilusheid. Also, she is nebala to a spirit, or to Shadim, Afa Agav Sheparim V'Ravim, even though Shadim are the Bia, they multiply, Eina Asura L'Baila Ayin Shuvas Maram Luvlin. I don't know. The Maram Luvlin has a tshuva about a woman that says she was Nebelas L'Shade. And he brings some rayas that she's mutter to a kayin. Now he doesn't actually say in the Maram Lublin, maybe I missed it, if she's also to a husband, if she does a beratzen. The chidah has the shaila. The chidah and Chaim Shaul. So the chidah was how many years ago? 300 years ago. So he has a shaila about women that are nebelas l'shein, and he declares if she's asur l'baila. So it's interesting, he brings, the Gemara says in Gittin, that the story of Ashmedai, when he took the place of Shlomo HaMelech, so it says he was by all his wives. It doesn't say anywhere that Shlomo HaMelech's wives became also to him. So he says, Tzuraya, that Nibbalas L'Shein is not a Surah L'Baila. Oh, so he answers that. He says, that's not a Raya, because Svura Shehi Baila is called an Aynis or Shei, but it's not a Sula Baila. So he taka knocks off the Raya. The Shei was an Achashverish, not with her. So I don't know. I don't know if we believe that people could be the Belas L'Shei or not. Certainly don't want anybody to find out. But it's just a very strange thing. I was just thinking, there's a din of Shavi Anashi Chatichid Yisura. A person who says, now, Eishas Ish can't ask herself to a husband. Well, let's say you have a Pnuya. And she comes in, she says that she was Mizana with a human being that makes her a Zaina, so she's a Zaina, even though there are no witnesses. But Shavi Anashi Chatichid Yisura, a woman says, usually, Ein Dabar Shebe'er V'Pasam Shnayim, you need two witnesses. But a woman says it about herself, so Shaviyana Shechatichid Yisura, she's also to a kohen. What happens if she says Nibalti L'Shein? Even let's say there's no such thing, it's not possible. But maybe the need then would be, why is the Chidah flaring? It could be the Chidah believed that this lady was Nibalas L'Shein. Or it could be he said it doesn't matter. The Shaila is whether Shaviyana Shechatichid Yisura, whether by saying she was Nibalas L'Shein, if Shadim are included, then maybe she asks herself to a husband.
I don't know how to be.
So I want to tell you a fascinating thing. Does Shabi Anafshi have to conform to reality? A fascinating Pisrei Tshuva, it's an Hilchos Shechita, it's an end of Siman Aleph. He says, what's Shabi Anafshi Chetivi Yisur? What does it mean? A man comes in, and he said, or a woman comes in, she says, I'm a nida, she's also to her husband. So, she has no name on it, it doesn't matter. She walks into Mishnah's case, she says, Pliny gave me Kiddushin. So she's also to him. He's not also to her sister. He says, they never gave her Kiddushin. She says, he did. She's also. Do we really believe her? No. Ain't double shaver apostle shine. We don't really believe her. Shavianash did this. Now, how does that work? Why? If in halacha we don't believe her, why shabi adash chetichid isura? Yatup shat. One pshat is adam nemer alatzma yosem emayeg. A person has the modus about himself. Not only Gabi himself, but best and believes Legabi herself, like split them on us. Legabi herself, we believe her. Legabi other people, we don't believe her. So her sister could marry the husband, but she, that's the second shot is that it's a Isser Neder. The second shot that Chechuva brings, it's like making a Neder. If someone makes a Neder that he's Osir, he's Osir. If someone says to a Bezdin that he gave me Kedushin, so it has a din neder, and it's us off the Dorim. That's the second shot. Now the Behuda writes on that, really? It's us off the neder? What happens if on Monday someone says today is Shabbos? Would you say Shabi Adash and Chidi Surah? You say such a thing. He says, of course not. So it sounds like if you say something that it's just not reality, that there's no Shavi Anashach in the Yisura. So I don't know, according to that, right? The Yehuda is Matmiya. He says, someone says on Monday it's Shabbos, on Sunday it's Shabbos. So we say Shavi Anashach? He says, certainly not. It's not real. We know it's not real. If she says the man gave you Kedushin, at least it's possible. So it would seem that if a woman says a shade was by on me, it depends if you believe in shade. If you don't believe in shade, you go with the Rambam. If it doesn't believe in shade, then alright, you believe in shade. That's how often you go in the Harlem, walk around a little bit. It's found a certain neighborhood. Harlem today, though, is a good neighborhood. But anyway, this is the Beis Shmuel. One more quick Beis Shmuel, and then we'll get to the Molam
Dishuan.
What? He also, maybe he says you do a Taras Nadarim, and Shem Nash, you'll close that. Okay, there's one more interesting piece. I could say Tshuva Zion. Pesach Tshuva Zion at the bottom, it's on the right on top of the Pesach Tshuva there. Lodav Shiasura. I am Bishmol says Sukkot and Tezai. Mashutama the Rambam. We'll see that soon. The parentheses. I told you many times. Some ciphers are all the parentheses because they were in the second printing. Pesach Tshuva, when he did his first printing, he didn't have the sub cipher. And later in the second edition, he added the sub cipher. See here, I'm just a sub cipher. Simon Tzadik Gimel. Oydai Samona Achas. May a parsha bedarke Yisrael l'chal Shabbos b'fehesia. This woman was previously married to an irreligious man. He was l'chal Shabbos b'fehesia, but l'chosel l'klom ella sh'leidit v'abeni yeshme'elim. The only thing he did, the only thing Averi he didn't do was he didn't shmat himself to convert. But everything else he did. Now he died. She's left as an alman. V'nishtadach al-menusay l'kayin. And the Almana now is a shidduch with a kayin. The stapik harava shirli shariyalei dulai bilas oizev das paisel lakuna. Kasher stap is that avdei meluim simi yigim simin zayis of katan yigim. V'niach mitzarati. Avdei meluim. Now listen to this. How do you understand this? The woman was married to a Jew who's a mummer l'chalatayrakula. She should become aser to a kayin. Why she should be aser, right? Yisrael pishachata, Yisraelu. Very hard to understand. So I looked up the Avnei Beluim. The Avnei Beluim plugs this in to an old controversy by Chalitza. There's in a case where a woman is widowed without children from her husband. And she forced the chalitza to a brother who's not from, who's a mummer, not from, not to a chalitza, he's not interested, he's a mummer. So they bring there from the Ga'inim that there's no din chalitza. There's no din chalitza by, what does it say? It says achiv, achiv means achiv the mitzvahs. So there's no din chalitza on a mummer, he's not achiv the mitzvahs. It's a very big question in the halacha l'maisetik world. The Rama, I think, brings it as a yeshem in Hilchas Chalitza. Would it sir if we use it? It's hard to use it straight out. But the shaila is whether there's anything chalitza on a mummer.
What about level of
frumkeit
also?
So they say mummer. I don't know. Level of frumkeit, you know, you're going to start up with everybody. It's Shem Hashems, Shem Hashems.
No mummer than not religious person is a mummer today?
Not religious person. You're saying that the Tiddush Nishba maybe should be excluded. That's what you're saying. I think Lagabi Ochim B'mitzvahs, he's not. He might not be punished for it. But if Ochim is Ochim B'mitzvahs, it means he's somebody who observes mitzvahs. So if he doesn't, he may not be punished for it. He's an Einis. But he's not Ochim B'mitzvahs. I think that's what it is. What? So why is there Petor? So it brings there, well, the reason seems to be Atz Achva. That there's no, that there it says, By Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum is Achiv, and with Taichik, Achiv is Achiv b'mitzvahs. We find that by other mitzvahs where it's only Achiv b'mitzvahs, and the Chayach Chichim Achiv is only.
You have all these cases that you hear the guy that the brothers in Zohar, so
we're not making like the Shita, we're not making like the Gaonim. The question is whether we have to be machmir like the Gaonim. As we're not maker like the Gaonim by itself without some sort of tziruf, but the question is whether we have to be machmir that legabe iser kahuna, that is a din iser kahuna. So Avdin Blum says sarachia, which would be a big problem today. A woman, once she's married to Yisrael Mumra, will be asal kahuna. But the Pesachei Tshuva brings in the second column, after he brings the Tzarachim of Davni Meluim in Vlatir Lekain, V'ulai Al-Kapadim Yashlisim Adrabanan, V'hu Zal, meaning Dar Chassam Seifer, Herach B'Zal Masach Ledina, V'Sharia Lekuna. The Chassam Seifer himself ends up that Yemutta Tekuna, it doesn't end up that there's Yisra Kuna. And Mestam, that's the Halacha L'Maisa today, is like the Chassam Seifer, Davni Meluim is a Tzarachim. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel, we learned it 1.5 tyrus. Is it MR, I think? Which half tyrus is it? We learned Yecheskel has rules for Kayanim, which are a stira to the Chumash. The Gemara says, Bikshu Lignai Sefer Yecheskel says psukim that are a stira to Chumash. And one of the psukim is, Yecheskel is talking to the Kayanim. He says to the Kayanim, Amana v'grusha la yikhu lahem l'nashim kiyem besulais mizera beis Yisrael. It's not talking about Kayan Gadol, that's the thing. It's not about Kayan Hedjit. Not only that, it says a Kayan Hedjit should marry an Amana and a grusha, and only a besula, and accept an Amana from another Kayan that they're allowed to marry. When you read that Torah, like most people are probably not listening too carefully, because when you listen carefully, it says, Bikshu Lignai Sefi Yecheskel, because that's theorist to Chumash. So some sefer says, I looked at the Mepharshim. He writes, I looked at the Barbanel and the Radak. No one says Pshat. What's Pshat in the Pasuk? He says, I remember Reisi of Mepharish Echad. He doesn't say who it is. A lot of Gedolim wrote Mepharish Echad, and they're talking about themselves. I don't know here. But he says, Reisi of Mepharish Echad, you know, say, because they're in Svarim. He says the Pshat is that it was a dar that was part of its business, and Yecheskel gave an Eitzah to the Kayanim, since it's a dar that's part of its business, so you shouldn't just go out and marry anybody, because Nus is so Shliach. You should only marry a Besula. You should marry a Besula. Now, don't think anybody's not a Besula, even if she's just an Amana or a Kim Besula. Except an Amana of a Kayin, assuming that Kayin was careful to marry a Besula. So now an Amana from a Kayin is okay. But an Amana from Yisrael, maybe the woman was Mazana earlier. And so that's how the subsidiary teaches up the pasuk.
Still in marriage.
What?
In her marriage.
Even not in the marriage. Right? For Kayin, if she was Mazana with someone she's also to, it would be if she was Mazana with someone else.
I also in the Torah sheets, I think, that you wrote in the shuls, that the explanation is because of Tuma. If she was married to a Kayin, she's familiar with all the laws of Tuma.
She wasn't careful with Tumah, then what?
No, now she, you know, Tumah, she doesn't know what to do. She's going to be married Kayin now.
But had she married the first Kayin?
No. So she's, the first married Psula.
A Psula knows Alach is better than a Bula.
She's even saying, she's young, you can say, I don't know.
Okay. We'll have to see, but okay. Okay, now Manas Yisrael, I mean, okay. At any rate, these are the two tovels, Nibbalis L'Sheid and Nibbal L'Mumer, which, I don't think anybody worries about it too much. The other major issue is Mishmol Tezayin. This is a Machlekes Rishayim. In the beginning, really, he brings Machlekes Rambam in Taisus. I already read to you one Machlekes Rambam in Taisus about a woman who's about a kayin with a gaisha woman if there's an isazayna. The Rambam said there is an isazayna, you get malchus, and the Rataisa said it's only an isser of takanis bezin shal hashmonayim that therefore it's not malchus. The Beshvot HaZayim brings she asurli nas laikenu daso Rambam perik yutes chay mashma bepirish rashi perik haba al yivimtai shenibeles Bilas Nus Pirish Basisrol the Sin Olamzer. The Rambam Shita is that she becomes a Zayda even with Chayvilav. About Tysis Perakachilitz, Daf Mem Dalid Varashva Smag by Rivid Pasku, the Loy Nas is Zayna Elam Chayvi Mises a Chayvi Krisis. Only what's Chayvi Mises a Chayvi Krisis? Or the Akum the Eved. What's the measure? The Ein Kiddushin Taifsin Bahem. Because Kiddushin is not Taifus. In other words, the Rambam holds anybody she's not allowed to be Nibala to is Asa. Taifus holds, no, anybody that Ein Kiddushin Taifsin Bahem. It's the law of Kiddushin is Taifus. It's only Yisrei Karis. Miu, Mikro, Kisiyah Lizor, Yalfina, Debias, the Sinu Mams of the Ger. So this is the machlokes. So what's the nafkamina? Because Abach Bema say nafkamina pluk the zoo ela linyan malchus chayin ba alea im chayin if there's a chayin malchus. So it's like this. Is it including surei lavin? The shita of the Rambam is anybody a zayin anyone you're not allowed to be nibala to. The shita of Taisus is only Yisurei Karis. Now the Mechaba will bring Taisus shita later, and it'll be an afkamina in cases. We'll talk soon about Balei Tshuva who have issues where you want it to be mitzar and tzirufim, so it'll be potentially an afkamina. Okay, so basically the main sif of this sif and of Yisurei Kun is this sif. Because the Amer Gusha we know, Chalutza doesn't come up too much, we know. Zayna is the one people say, what's a Zayna? So here we have the rules of Zayna. What's a Zayna? It's a woman that's nibbala to someone, either that she's not allowed to marry, that's the Rambam Shita, or somebody by whom Kiddushin is not Taifus. If you take Kiddushin, it's not Chal, which is of course a guy, no Kiddushin, or Isurei Karis. So this is the main dispute. Okay, now we can turn the page and get to the dispute about a convert, about a Geiris. Of course, once she's a Begayer, she's a full-fledged Jew. And the question is whether there's an Isser or there's no Isser. Because the thing is, what? A new person. So we're going to see that now. Okay, we'll see that in a Geiris, she's Kekat Shanadada. The Meches Chinuch in the Mitzvah Reish Samach Vav, he talks about Yisurei Kuna, says what's the Machlokes the Rambam and Taisvis? The Machlokes is in the Issa Kayin, which says Zayna. If Zayna means Zar, anybody who's a Zartar, anybody who's not Shayatar, or if Zayna means someone who's a Zayna, which Taisvis defines as somebody who is an Issacharis. Going back to the Mishnah Berurah and Kuftum Gimel, you know that every line in the Mishnah Berurah is really a lot in it. just the Mishavura says it innocently.
What happens?
Let me just finish. In Kufta Gimel, we said an Esnan Zayna, money given or an item given to a Zayna, if his nurse is also in a shul, just like in the base of English. The Mishnah Brura, Kuf Yud Aleph, when he brings it, he said, what's it Isser Erva that makes a Zayna? So the whole Mishnah Brura is a few words. Hainu Chayve Krisos, V'yeshayim Rehu Adin Chayve Lavin. Sharatina, Hainu Chayve Krisos, he says on the bottom, Das Taisus. V'yeshayim Rehu Adin Chayve Lavin, Harambam. This is what like is the Beishmol just brought, the Rambam in Taisus, that that's done Zayna. What's a Zayna? So I don't know. I always thought a Zayna is a prostitute. Anybody who is open to prostitution is. So look, if it's it would come out that it didn't Zayna a prostitute, if she's mizana with Goyim, then obviously she's also to a Kayim. But stab prostitution is. It doesn't ask her to a kayin necessarily. Only she's either with somebody who she's a chayve krisus or chayve lavin. She's not an ashes ish. So she's not awesome. So it turns out, according to the Rambam, we have the three exceptions to the Gemara: behema, nida, and pnuya. That there's no iser to a kayin. And then, like the Rambam says, what did kadesha? Even she's a prostitute. If she's not nibbler to a guy, so she's mutter to a kayin afterwards. She's a lot of married a kayin. I don't know if you believe her. If she was doing these things that she only did it with Jews, I don't know.
Any question
about
what?
Rachav Azayna, if she was a Zayna, well, she didn't marry a kayin, so it's. She married Yeshua, right? So it wasn't a kayin, so there's no. There's no rayu one way or the other. I assume she was nibbler to Gayim, but she herself was a Gayim at that time. So, she did it to a guy thinking it's a Jew? That's an interesting question. I don't know. It could happen. A lot of times about Jews. And they married and they found his again. But he turned out to be. He was a Kayan? Okay. Okay, let's see. Let's finish the Mechaber. What?
It would be the same thing like in Ksubas. Like Isha's Nemenis to say Lakash and Nirvalki.
What does Nemenis say Lakash and Nirvalki? Yeah, that's to be believable. The Mechaber finishes with the din of Giyaris. Giyaris HaMishukhreres HaFilin is Garish Tachar Pachsim Beraz Gimoshanim. That's an important line. Why is a Giyairis asa to a Kayim? So conventional wisdom is because we assume that she was Mizana. The Mechaber doesn't hold that way. Mechaber says even if she was Nizgaira, Pusim Ibaz Gimel, if she was Nizgaira, it's just not possible to be Nibelis under 3 years old. She's still Asura to a Kayim. A Giyairis meaning the woman was Nizgaira. So Leimi boy, if she was Mizana beforehand, but it's not because she was Mizana beforehand, according to the Rambam Shita, which is the Mechaber, it's because of the fact that she's stabbed because she's a Geiris, and we'll see Beishmul in a second. He brings Taka Machlaikis, first the Mechaber, Hari Zuzayna Vasur Lekayim, Bechen Yevama Shabbal Azar Yevama Lashuk, that was Nibala, that's Yisalav, Nasa Zayna. That's according to the Rambam, that holds even Isser Lav. V'yeshayimrim, so if you look at the test on the side, that says Taisus, is the Taisus Shita that was brought in the Beis Shmuel. Abal chai v'yasei, al chai v'lavim, afil chai v'lavim b'sheer, even relatives that are lavim, loy asa zayna, chus me'abal yavama. Except for someone that you're not allowed to marry.
Yavama is
a yid. Yavama l'shuk. Yeah, but she's Isser Lav. Yivam Lashuk until she gets Chalitza is Asura. So the Rambam holds that Yivam Lashuk is now Yivam Lashuk even according to Taisus and Kedusha Taisus. Yivam Lashuk Beishmol Chafa brings a pasuk Lesia Ein Lahavaya. So according to Taisus Shita, it's anybody that you can't marry. That's not Chal Kedusha. The din of Geyiris, there are two Shitas. The Beishmol, the third line. Rashi Shita is only if before she was Megaya she was Nibala. Retaisis Varama Varasvirole Afiloloi Nibala Asur Lakayan. Filagiyar is Pusiba Shimo, Bibas Gimel Shadim, Kaimalan Asur Lakayan. So we pass in because she's Zar, because it says to see a Lizar, and she's considered a Zar. Does he bring the Lashon? The Rashba says it's really a third shita. The Beis Shmuel is not so clear. The first shita is Rashi only, she's nivellus. Then the shita of the Rambam and the others is asur lekayim because she's considered shtufa bezima, considered a zar. The Rav and the Rashba learn from a pasuk in Cheskel. Kim besulim mibas Yisrael, b'chinu das taisusham, das haram yafina mikra zayna amur b'tayra mikra diyeches yafina the pirish akra kachu. It's just it's explaining the deraisa pirish akra kachu that is an answer. So this is the machlokes by Geyiris. Rav Moshe has the shayla halacha lemaisa. A kayin married a Geyiris and had children, and Rav Moshe passes the halolim, the Yisraelim forever now. Which is really the sheet of Rabbi Yishayin, and he, obviously he's not doing the Geyer. I don't know if his case of Geyer is plus mas gimel, a Geyer is pesula.
They can marry
Grushas. And they do pinyan aben with a bracha.
What?
They do pinyan aben with a bracha.
But the boys are not
kohanim. Right. The children are not. Now, the only thing I didn't get to is you have to talk about the Shaila of Bali Tshuva, who already married to somebody, and they become Bali Tshuva, and they're kayin him. So I guess we'll leave that for next week. Pinyaben with a bracha. The same generation. A kayin, kind of has a chalik, that's Pinyaben with a bracha. Well, see, they paskin, Rav Ozner, Eretz Yisrael paskin, Jews who came from Russia, and they say they're kayin him. There's no edus from a foreign person. They could do pinyan ben with a bracha. They're not kainim, which was a. They got upset. They're not kainim. But then when they wanted to marry somebody who, if they're kainim, they'd be aser, they were relieved. So you know, it, in a way, it was okay. We'll come back to the Baruch Hashem. Apparently, Hanukkah every day.